home, Allenbrook, was built for the superintendent of the mills. And then when he left, they let my grandfather live in Allenbrook because he was the chief of police. And that's where my mother was born and lived until she met my father at the age of 16 and married him and moved to Forsyth County. That's why I was born in Forsyth County. I'm not a Roswell native, but my mother was a Roswell native. And she had lots of interesting experiences as a child. And I was so neglectful, or just plain ignorant, I guess. Pure ignorance. My IQ was okay, but my knowledge was limited. I never did ask her how in the world she met a boy 40 miles away up in Forsyth County when they only went by mule and buggy. But she met him and married him, and he took her to his daddy's house up in Forsyth County. And that's where they lived until I was ready for the 10th grade. Then they were afraid I was going to get killed, so they moved down here, back to her native section. My mother's father and his wife lived in Allenbrook, and he was the chief of police of Roswell. I don't know how much you're supposed to get into, whether they have limits nowadays on mentioning religion, but...
Oh, no, you hear all that.
They were members of the Roswell Baptist Church, which I assumed was mostly for the workers. Although they had a song leader, believe it or not, named John. I can remember that so vividly. My mother always told me how she liked John. What a good song leader he was. My grandfather, that was his name. James. He had a wife named Mary. And they brought up my mother in that Roswell Baptist Church, which was organized in 1878. Didn't get around to that. You know, Roswell King brought his son-in-law to be his pastor in 1839. But the Baptists didn't have a church. Willio and Lebanon, that's two Baptist churches around here, decided those poor people in Roswell needed a church, so they organized the Roswell Baptist Church. And it was fairly near it was on what's now called Atlanta Street, Highway to Atlanta, Highway 9. Well, 19 back then, it's called Highway 19. About a mile from the square going down toward Atlanta before you get to the River Bridge. They were members of the Roswell Baptist Church. An interesting thing about the Roswell Baptist Church was that, and this has to do with sociology too, sociologically speaking, the Roswell Baptist Church voted in 1925 to move halfway between South Roswell and North Roswell. Most people don't know that North Roswell was a specific place with its own post office. And when my word is disputed, my reply is, so I just imagine picking up my mail at the North Roswell post office. So the North Roswell area was a long walk. Back then, most people had to walk to church.